Back now with Todd Benjamin, Center for Immigration Studies. He is the National Security Fellow there. Todd, we talk about Lincoln Riley, not Lincoln Riley, by the way, which was an embarrassing moment for Joe Biden. Another one, I should say. And you're right. There are thousands of people that have been killed by drunk drivers. 400 will die today from fentanyl, give or take, every day. Today, tomorrow, the day after that, 400. The deaths just keep piling up. But Lincoln Riley does put a face to the border crisis, and it creates a problem for those that keep pushing this. Because now it seems to me that other deaths are being amplified. Other problems are being amplified. The measles outbreak in Chicago is being amplified beyond Chicago. People are starting to say, wait a second, this is really negatively impacting people all over the country. So I feel like there's a shift, a pushback, a rejection of this policy, whether or not Catholic Social Services or Lutheran charities or whoever are making money. There is a pushback. I think we've reached a critical mass. What say you?
It's true. All of the polling is showing this issue is an apex political issue in the campaign for President 2024. If it wasn't, we would not have seen Joe Biden actually go to the border recently and hold a very hermetically sealed press event inside some building where you couldn't actually see the border anywhere. But that does show that they realize that they are very vulnerable on this issue. And in any one issue like this could swing a national election, and they all know it. And Trump, of course, is doing his thing on illegal immigration. This is how he won his first presidency. And everybody's very well aware of that. But we're looking at 7,000 coming across a day last week. I mean, these numbers are absolutely historic in the U.S. experience. We've never had anything like this.
And so let me ask you about this, because that makes me think about the 5,000 a day that would have been codified into being okay under this bipartisan border security bill, which is no border security bill at all. 5,000 a day is no solution at all, is it?
Right, because current law requires zero a day. So, you know, that Senate bill would have codified 5,000 a day and no enforcement requirement whatsoever for so-called closing the border. The idea was that, well, you know, if enough 5,000 a days, we had enough 5,000 a days, then we would close, the president could close the border. And then it gave no details about how to close the border and what would need to be done, what would trigger it. So again, you had another one of these kind of, you know, we'll let everybody in, but we won't close the border or enforce anything. And that's what the problem was with that. It's zero a day is the goal. The 2006 Fence Act says that border security is nobody entering illegally. And that's the goal. We may never be able to reach that goal.
Right.
But 5,000 a day would have tied the hands of future presidents.
Sure it would have. It would have, you would think so, but, you know, it seems that a lot of these folks follow the laws they like and skip the ones they don't anymore. The idea of following the rules doesn't seem to apply to many people anymore. Let me ask you this, Todd. I think that when I hear Donald Trump talk about it, his numbers are in line with mine. I don't think it's 10 million. And from talking to people like you, I think it's a lot higher than 10 million. You know, the official number is like 7.4 million over 3 years. I know it's higher than that. I think it's higher than 10 million because you got all these gotaways, you got all these secret programs. I don't think 320,000 is the honest answer for how many have been flown in secretly. I think it's probably larger than that because it always turns out to be worse than what they tell you. So I'm going to go between 12 and 15 million that have come in just 3 years. How do we clean the country up? Let's say, for the sake of argument, Donald Trump is elected in November. He makes it to January. We reverse all of these terrible policies, and we start to throw people out, like I saw the Dominican Republic doing to Haitian refugees yesterday. How do you bus them back? How do you collect them? How do you make this work? Is it even possible?
I think it's possible to make a significant dent in the numbers that have come across But a Trump administration would have to first expand very significantly the number of ICE agents that do deportations. There's only 6,000 right now. Maybe take some of those IRS agent jobs and put them over with ICE ERO. You would have to significantly expand your fleet of aircraft, ICE Air, to fly people back to places like Africa and Eurasia and all over the world. You would have to have more detention space to hold them while you're...
Well, that's cheaper than putting them in prison. That's cheaper than keeping them here and giving them welfare for the next 40 or 50 years each, plus their progeny, right? That's cheaper. It's a better way to go, isn't it?
Well, yes. I think you're right. I mean, the math, I haven't done the math on that, but for sure, if the goal is to deport people who have... We have like something like close to 8 million illegal immigrants running around the country with final removal orders. That's a lot, hundreds and hundreds of thousands. It's going to take years just to pick up the ones that have final removals. They've run out all their appeals, but it can be done. You have to really increase, you have to invest in all of that infrastructure immediately, and then untie them, unchain those ICE officers have been chained to their desks for 3 years straight.
Let them do their job is what you're saying. Yeah, you know, Todd, we could talk about this for the next 4 hours, and we should. Sadly, I can't this morning, but I greatly appreciate taking the time you do take with us here, because this message, we talk about it every day. How could you not? It's the biggest crisis facing America in my lifetime. It is an existential threat to this country, to its citizens, to me, to you, to America in general. And we need to stay front and center for these folks so they don't forget. And Todd, I wish we could talk more, but that's what we've got today. How can people find you? Tell them how they can follow you.
Well, the book is Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. That is certainly true. That book is available everywhere books are sold. It's the only one that has been written about this border crisis, how it started. Follow me on Twitter, Benzman Todd, Truth Social, and Getter.
Todd Benzman, thank you. Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, is on a mission to make America feel great again. Head to patriotsrelief.com and use the promo code Gruber for an astounding 40% off. Our premium CBD products are designed to help you find natural relief and wellness. Experience the incredible benefits of CBD with patriotsrelief.com. Here's the icing on the cake. You get a 30-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Visit patriotsrelief.com today or call 877-230-1776. That's patriotsrelief.com or 877-230-1776.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.